We welcome the radio audience to the Sunday morning worship service of the King's Edition Baptist Church. We trust you will receive a blessing as you worship with us around the Word of God. We do invite you to come to our services. We have services on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday at 7. So we do invite you to come to our services. Our text for today is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank Thee for this another day, another time to serve Thee, another Lord's Day to give glory and honor to Thee. We pray that Thou would speak to us through Thy Word. Thou knowest the needs of each one here. Provide for each one that which is needed. May Thy will be done. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Our text is going to be taken from verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die. And the message is on the subject, a time to die. You look at any daily newspaper and look on the section where they have obituaries, you'll find in there where many people have died since the last issue of the paper. Check closely and you'll find that there is no set age time. You'll see an obituary of a little baby, a small child, teenager, a young lady, young gentleman, young adult, and older people, and then those that live according to some ideas beyond their time. I've often said the Bible says the average time for death is 75 and, or 70, 70 it is, yeah, 70. And after that you're on borrowed time. Someone said that I call it bonus time. Depends on how you look at it. If you're staying with family and you don't want to leave them, then it's bonus. If you're looking forward to going home to be with the Lord, then you just have to put up with it a little while longer. But anyhow, there's no set time. Sometimes death comes close because someone in the family passes away. Sometimes you read the obituaries and it's just another name because you don't know the people. But the point is that you see death. We've been hearing a lot in the news of a lot of murders. Every few days, another mother and baby, or another husband and wife. Sometimes, and just recently, a husband and his pregnant wife found dead where they were murdered. We hear of murders. We hear of serial killers, of all sorts of things like that happening. And we know that because of all of that, we are getting closer and closer to the end days. The Bible says things will get worse and worse. Evilness will be getting worse and worse and all around us. Death is is something that's every day. It's personal sometimes, sometimes it's not. But it's there. We who have been saved by the grace of God do not fear death as others. Nor do we fret over it like the rest of the world. We don't sit down and think, oh my, I might die. Because the Bible, when it speaks of death for a child of God, speaks of it as sleeping in the Lord. When we do, when the time comes for us to die, it'll not be a traumatic time in our life. It'll be a stepping stone. In fact, I sometimes, in preaching a funeral, will point out that death is the beginning of the rest of eternity with God, for a child of God. In Luke chapter 2 and verses 27 through 32, you'll notice it says here about that. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, this is when Simeon saw the Lord, by the way, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and a glory of thy people Israel. Simeon said, Lord, I'm ready to go. Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. When we have Christ as our Savior, then we're ready. Ready and willing to take that step. That's the best, the greatest step that we can ever take in this life. That's the step of death. When we step from this life into the presence of our Lord. So it's not anything to fret about. It's not anything to worry about. And for a child of God, we don't. We look forward to that day, rejoicing in the time when it will come. And it will come, unless, you know, as I was thinking about this message, Brother Jason was teaching about the offering of the animals. And I thought about death, you know, and I was thinking about those, some people that fret and worry about killing animals. Not realizing that God gave us the animals for that purpose, but nevertheless. I thought about death. And then I thought about time to die. Of course, I was thinking of message too along the same line. But you know, there's some of us that doesn't have a time to die physically. You see, when we have Christ, there's two births and only one death, and may not even be that. Well, actually there is. We were dead spiritually before we were saved. But we may not meet physical death. If it's in the providence of God for us to be alive when our Lord comes, then our time to die physically won't be. There is none. But that's another subject, another message. But we don't worry about death. It could come tonight. It could come tomorrow. We don't know. And there's no age limit, so we don't know. You know, there's no set time, so we don't know when it could be. But we do expect to die in this life. And you know, death is not justice or judgment, but an appointment. In the book of Hebrews, in the 9th chapter, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, and it is, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. That's what God said. Death is an appointment. It's not justice or judgment, it's an appointment. And God has set the time. Because as we have been preaching, we serve a sovereign God that's in control of everything. He controls the bounds of our habitation. Where we live is in the hands of God. Where we serve Him is in the hands of God. The life that we live is there before God. See, we serve a sovereign God. And you and I are here because it's God's purpose for us to be here. We must know that. We must remember that. The very name God means eternal, sovereign, almighty, supreme being. That's who God is. When we understand that, then our service to Him will be as it ought to be. We have a time to die. And as I said, death can be at any time. In the book of James, chapter 4, James chapter 4, and verses 13 and 14, it says, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow." Excuse me. "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." We can't even boast of tomorrow, because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What is life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We're here. We're here for a period of time. And actually, when we think of eternity, it's a very short time. I turned 76 last December. 76 years is a long time in the eyes of thinking in as well, like time as far as this life is concerned. But as far as eternity is, it's just a short time. It's just a vapor. We don't know how long God has an intention for us to live. We don't know when our appointment to die is. But however long we're here on earth, remember it's just a short time. Keep that in mind as we talk about other things in the message. Job says it like this in the seventh chapter. Job chapter 7 and verse 7. "Oh, remember that my life is wind. Mine eyes shall no more see good. My life is as wind." Proverbs 27 says something like what we said a moment ago. Proverbs 27 and verse 1, when he says here, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." You know, we make our plans, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to do this next week, next year, you know. We don't really know. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." The Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I wot not, For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. The Apostle Paul said something like what most of us would say. I'm caught. I'm in a strait betwixt two. I'd love to just go and be with the Lord. Like Simeon said, Lord, I'm ready to go. I've seen the Lord. I've seen your salvation. I'm ready. The madman of the Gadarenes, when Christ was there and drove the demons out, he said, Lord, let me go with you. The Lord said, not now. You've got a job to do. Go tell your family, your friends, what's happened to you. So the child of God, we know that life is just a vapor. It's as a wind, that there's a time. And we're ready. When we're saved, we say, Lord, I'm ready to go. Just think of all the heartaches and the sorrows that we wouldn't have had to face had the Lord just taken us right on with Him when we were saved. And we can look at that and we can think of that. But then Paul said that I'm in a strait betwixt two. I'm thinking about all the good things too. I'm thinking about how God is blessed in our life, in my ministry, and in the things that He's done, that He's used me for, things that I've been able to see and do, and I rejoice in those things. I sorrow in the heartaches, and I rejoice in the blessings. And I think about the times that God has left me here. And I know He could take me any time. And I know He could leave me here for a while. So I look forward to the time to go, and I accept the time to stay and rejoice in being able to be used. And so I just go from day to day knowing death can be any time. There's a time to die. As Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 6, he said, For I am now ready to be offered, for the time of my departure is at hand. Now he knew he was going to Rome to be put to death. He didn't know that he'd be able to spend a year in Rome and under house arrest, be able to preach for another year. He didn't know that, but he just knew the time of my departure is at hand. He was ready for it. You see, a child of God can rejoice in the privilege of serving Him, knowing that our time could be at any time. In the meantime, while we're here, we are told that one of these days, our Lord is coming back. If we're still here when He comes back for His people, we'll not go through physical death. We'll be changed and all of that, but we'll not go through physical death. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. In the book of Mark, in the 13th chapter, Mark chapter 13, verses 32 through 37. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. I say unto all, watch. watch. He said, you know, in the past few weeks, we've had the promise of company coming. And you know how it is when you know somebody's coming. You have to clean up your house. And sometimes you work pretty hard. And sometimes you're working and watching out the window at the same time because you don't know when they're coming. Trying to get everything done before they get there. Well, you know what? Our Lord says, I'm coming. I'm coming. Don't know the hour. Don't know the day. He says, I'm coming. Watch. And as I was thinking about that, in fact, I was talking to Justin Meyer this morning, and he's preaching on the subject. Preaching, I guess, pretty close to what I'm preaching. And we were talking about it. And I said, you know, we're pretty sure. We make pretty sure that we have our house cleaned up when company's coming. Do the best we can, anyhow. What about our house? We know the Lord's coming. We know it can be soon. It could be any time. Are we preparing our house? Are we cleaning up our house? Are we thinking about the fact that He could come any moment? Are we ready? Oh, we're ready as far as salvation's concerned. We know that as soon as we're saved, we could have been taken up to be with Him right then. Or as long as we live, we have Christ as our Savior, so we're safe. There's no problem about that. But are we ready? In Luke, the 18th chapter, Luke 18 and verse 8, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? Shall He find faith on the earth? When He comes. What about your life? What about my life? When the Lord comes, and He could come at any moment, what kind of faith will He find in your house, in my house? Are we what we ought to be? Are we where we ought to be? Are we the kind of people we ought to be? Are we looking for anxiously and ready to rejoice when He comes? You know, when company comes, it's generally because that someone that we haven't seen for a while, and we're anxiously looking forward to it, and we rejoice in the privilege of seeing them. It's a joy, and we're happy to see them. Are we looking forward to the Lord spiritually? Are we happy to see the Lord? Will we be? Will He find faith in our house? You know, cobwebs can show up in the weirdest places in your house. And you don't always find them. I don't know how many times when company's there, I'll look and there's cobwebs. And I know I tried to get them off. And they're still there. That's why we have the sign up that our house was clean last week. Sorry you missed it. Cobwebs can show up anywhere. These are cobwebs in your spiritual life. Will He find faith in your home? He's coming. He's coming, and when He comes, there's going to be a change. We're going to be changed, caught up to be with Him. You know, it says our Lord will wipe away all tears, and I've often wondered, because it says, you know, we sing no tears in heaven, but when it says He'll wipe away our tears, there has to be tears there for Him to wipe them away. And I often think, what are those tears for? Probably because, and I don't know, but this is my estimation. Probably because when we see our life, and we see the cobweb, when we see the places there that shouldn't have been, or the things that should have been, that's not there in our life. There's a time to die. Time to be changed. It'll be gain. To die is gain. It'll be a time of rejoicing when all of this filthy, sinful flesh is gone and all the changes that'll be there. But when He comes, do we have our house clean? Are we ready? Are we expecting Him? Do we wake up each morning and say, looking for You, Lord, You're welcome. I heard a song one time, "Don't Come Yet, Lord." Now, the idea of the song, this is back in my Armenian days, but the idea of the song was, "Don't come yet, Lord, there's still some people I want to witness to." And, you know, and that's good, but when the time comes for the Lord to come, we don't tell Him not to come. But would we, if we searched our life, would we think, "Lord, don't come yet, I'm not quite ready." We're ready as far as salvation is concerned, but are we ready for Him? What is your life today? Is it where it should be? Is it what it should be? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Be steadfast. Work each day as if it were your last day. Work each day as if it were your last day. Are you working today for the glory of God? Are you working today to give glory to God? Or would you have to say, "Lord, don't come today"? I used to tell people, you know, the Bible tells us that when we're saved, we receive a part of God in us. The Spirit of God joins in us. Our Lord is with us. The Bible tells us that He's with us all day, every day, as long as we live in this world. And I used to tell people, when we start to go places, ask yourself the question, would the Lord go there if He were here in the flesh? If not, then we ought not to take Him there, because when we go, we take Him there. Are we where we should be? Are we what we should be? Are we doing as we should do? Are we living with the thought, "My time to die could be today"? Or, "My Lord could come today. Watch and pray, for you know not what a day may bring forth." We never get too old to serve our Lord. In Psalm 71, the psalmist says, Psalm 71 and verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Whether we're young or old, our time to serve Him does not end. You know, sometimes we hear preachers retiring. Pastors sometimes have to retire because physically they're not able to do it. But no preacher ever retires. He's always ready, as long as he is able in any way at all, to preach the Word of God. And that's what the psalmist is saying. Our time here is to serve Him, because it's but a vapor. In no time it's gone. And we're here to serve our Lord. Are you ready for company? Are you ready for the Lord? Are you looking forward to His coming? We hope you are. I'm going to have Jason come to lead us in a closing hymn. Shall we stand as we sing? And if God is working in your life, first off, if you realize that you're lost and you need a Savior, trust Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved.